I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, the weather has not broke yet. We're still seeing the 70s every day. I can smell fall coming, but I don't really feel it yet.
Well, the beautiful thing is this time of year, it's still nice enough during the day that you're not really dreading the snow coming.
Right.
Because let's face it, when you have to start driving on icy roads,
it's no fun.
It slows everything down and it causes wrecks. And we all love the change of seasons, but this is the favorite changing time for me because I do have leaves changing, like all my hickory and sassafras and all that. They're dropping leaves like crazy.
Yep.
But we've had a bit of a dry spell too. And I don't know, I'm not a scientist. I don't understand it, but I live next to one.
Yeah. our prayers need to go out to the people that got hit by the hurricane. When you said it's been a dry spell, there's some that are suffering right here at home in America.
Amazing event and right. Amazing nothing from the government.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
They're actually blocking people. There's a ton. If you go on Twitter and look at all the people that are trying to rescue, they have certain authorities stopping people from going in and saying, give your donations and collections to us. We're going to distribute them.
Right.
There's no good reason for that.
Right.
You need an army right now. You're right next to Fort Bragg. You have an army.
Right.
Yep. Don't send them to Israel. Send them into your own country.
Right.
You got all those Chinooks.
People. Right.
You got all those, the 82nd Airborne, some of the greatest troops in the world. You can't go in there and rescue thousands of people.
Right.
They don't even know the numbers that have been wiped out because you can't drive through there. You need helicopters. And guess what we have?
Right.
Lots of them.
Right. It is a very mysterious
there's no
quandary
mystery.
That's going on here. It's just,
don't get me going.
It's just wrong. I know, but I didn't want to. But at the end of the day, I feel bad because we send aid. We send billions of dollars all over the world.
Let's just ship it to Zelensky, the little
right.
tranny crossdresser.
But anyway, easy. So let's talk about fall vegetables.
That's, no, he's not a tranny. You're right.
Right. But anyway, let's talk about fall vegetables and what's
going
on.
Sorry, I'm pissed off. There's a lot of veterans out there, and you guys got to. It's time to unite, boys. It's time.
Yeah.
But it's also time to collect tomatoes. And if you are of the proclivity to do any of your home food processing, I would encourage you to do so because the ports are shutting down, and most of our food comes from the U.S., but I think you're going to see supply chain problems, and it'd be great to learn how to can right now.
Yeah.
It'd be great. And, like, I had a friend at work who said, who wants tomatoes? And I was just fixing to go up to my favorite tomato stand and buy them.
Right.
I went to their house after work, dude, I brought, like, four or five big boxes, and I looked at this field, and his wife came out. She'd already picked a bunch for me, and I said, no, I'm not taking the ones you picked. I'll go out and glean my own. There were thousands and thousands of Roma tomatoes out there.
Oh, so he has a big farm?
Yeah. Well, no, it's just like a couple acres in...
Well, that's a big garden, though.
In Byron Center.
Right, that's a big
well,
garden.
Well, I pick mostly Romas because I'm learning that those are the best for making tomato sauce.
They're meaty. They don't have all the seeds and liquid inside.
Yeah,
they're a meatier.
They also had tomato. A bunch of Golden Boys.
Ooh.
And my goodness, were those good. So I have tomatoes galore.
Yeah.
And I didn't use the smoker. I used the oven because
okay.
I didn't really have enough charcoal to and want to mess around with it outdoors. Plus, so here's the technique. Here's what I really wanted to convey. Something I learned on TikTok or Twitter, whatever they call it, X, especially with aroma. Aroma is like a bulb, you know, it's like
right.
capsule shaped. So you cap it. You take the top off where the stem part is
yep.
in about maybe a half inch of the tomato. And I took all my cookie sheets, my baking sheets from the kitchen and sprayed them down with Pam. And I cut the top of those off and I set them upside down and I stacked them up beautifully. It looked like a missile production factory and stacked them up. And I put them in the oven at about 350. And racks and racks and racks of them. And I baked them until the tops were turning a little black. So that tip.
The part that's touching the pan.
The tip, the pointed tip, which would be the bottom of the tomato, started turning
not
a little.
Not touching the pan, but the top that's sticking up in the air. Okay, yep.
Turns a little bit brown, and I'd pull the sheet out. It's like a temperature gauge.
Okay.
Pull the sheet out, let it cool, put another rack in. What happens is the heat forces that. You know, my mom used to blanch the tomatoes before she'd can
to get the skins off.
And it was just a ton of work. My wife did that with her. And plus, they're really hot and hard to handle.
Sure.
With this, you let them cool and you just grab it like a
with your fingers?
Pillow cover, your pillowcase, and you just pull it off.
Oh.
Beautifully.
And you don't want the skins in because...
I don't know. I don't mind them.
Sometimes.
I usually leave them on when I do my salsa, but I'm trying it this way because I'm told it's the best way to do it. And then if you're making sauce in particular, so I'm going to leave some of them on because seeing that black char in with the tomatoes, people know they have roasted tomatoes.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's kind of cool. But for the most part, the ones that are coming off easy, I'm taking off. And then I'm chopping them all up. And I had these giant bowls left over from the kitchen, right? Chopping them all up. I also bought from my favorite stand a bunch of jalapenos. Now, this guy sells jalapenos that are probably 3 to 4 inches long, and it's the end of the season, so the ones that I'm getting, half of them are already turning red, and they're getting that blistery look or, you know, the cracked skin and stuff, so they're just peeking out in flavor.
Right.
And a jalapeno is it's one of the most beautiful vegetables God ever made, in my opinion. And so these things are peak and red onions. So I'm chopping up these jalapenos. I'm going to leave the capsaicin or the placental fiber in the middle with the seeds. And the red onion, I'll peel back a layer or two, and I'll chop that up, and I'll chop up the jalapenos. Wear gloves, especially if you have to
go to the bathroom or don't rub your eye.
And chop up the tomatoes. Now, the celery I grew in my own garden this year, it's a little tough because I'm not in Hudsonville. You have to be a muck farmer to grow good celery.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't grow it in Lowell. I learned that this
year. Sandbank.
So it still tastes like celery, but it's kind of dry.
Yeah.
So I'm putting all that through the processor, and I'm going to put some carrots through the processor. So you have the Holy Trinity. You have the tomato. I'm sorry. You have the onion, celery, and carrot.
Yep.
So that's going to... The celery and carrot are just going to be a puree,
right?
If you will. And they're there for body and character and flavor profile. But then I've also got some fresh parsley because my wife doesn't like cilantro, but I'm going to try parsley.
Yeah.
And
just something cumin, a little green in it. For
and color. Then I'm going to can it.
Right. Yep. So
and I can it in my wife's, what do you call those, Instapot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Works great for canning.
Yeah. Good. That's awesome. Now, the roasting the tomato, that concentrates the flavor. It dries them out a little bit.
Yep.
And and when you get the skin off there, you've got tomato meat, if you will. And that's why you would roast those, because it concentrates the flavor. It takes some of the moisture out of the tomato and really concentrates
that's
the flavor.
That's what I believe, And like that year when I did the chili from the guy with the leftovers.
Right.
Those were peaked out.
Yeah, yep. So coming up next, we're gonna continue our conversation on veggies in a little bit later in the show. But we've got a guy from a company called ThermoWorks. You've heard us talk about ThermoPens ad nauseum for years, and we're gonna be talking with Chef Martin Earle from ThermoWorks. They've got a bunch of new products coming out, and we're gonna kind of go through a few of them and let you know our opinion. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.